Great.
Okay, hello everybody. It is Friday, August 28th, 2026. It is 9:01 a.m. Mountain Standard Time. This is the meeting for the NS Public Infrastructure District numbers 1, 3, 4, and 5. And we do have a quorum present, but for sake of the recording, I'll just go ahead and note who's here. I'm Betsy Russin with WBA, Council to the District. We also have with us trustees Boyd Brown, Johnny Christensen, and Clay Winder. And I believe, is it Johnny, are you at location?
Nope.
Who's at the location? The Salem address.
We
I
may
don't
have been
think
grabbed
we're
by
at
the central park.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
Don't think we have anybody this time.
Okay. Can we would you mind reaching out to see if there are any members of the public at that location? If you have a coworker or someone who's there who can just check to see if there's anyone who wants to join the meeting and then maybe get back to us. We can hold off on the public comment portion of the meeting to the end
Clay, do you
until
have
we.
the contact gal at Woodside on your phone, or do you want me to try to track it down on my email?
I don't have it. I was going to say, I don't mind calling her. I was just going to look up the model home phone number online. But if you've got it, I don't mind calling either.
So you know what we can do? I can pause the recording. Let's go ahead and do that just so we can confirm that any members of the public, if they want to participate, because they always knock down the doors to do so. We just need to make sure that that's an option available. I'll go ahead and pause this
Yeah,
quickly.
let's call her.
All right, we're re-recording. We just needed to confirm that there is someone who will be at the meeting location, and we're getting confirmation of that now. And we'll revisit that here in a few minutes. We'll go ahead and call the meeting to order. We do have a quorum of the board, as noted, Boyd, Johnny, and Clay. Also present, we have Shelby Clymer with CLA. And is there anyone else I've missed? Well, it looks like that's it. We'll ask for public or members of the public later. But with that, I guess we'll call the meeting to order now. It's 9:06 a.m. And the very first item of the agenda is just to approve the agenda as presented. This was sent out in the meeting packet and posted. Anything anyone wants to add to the agenda or to change?
Nope,
If
but I
not,
motion to approve the agenda.
all right. And that was Johnny.
Yep.
And I will
And
second the motion to approve last meeting's agenda.
no, this meeting's agenda.
Excuse me, this meeting's agenda. Approve
All
minutes
right.
later.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great. So noted.
Betsy, I'd also just like to make, before we progress, I'd like to verify it's. We have eyes on the site. The site is available. The door is unlocked, and there are no members of the public present.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That's great.
Yep.
Well, I don't mean that's great. I mean, great to have confirmation then. Thank
Yeah.
you. Next, we'll move on then to the confirm conflict of interest disclosures. We have your conflicts on file. Are there any new conflicts anyone would like to disclose at this time pertinent to what's before the board?
No.
All right. I see all three members of the board shaking their heads. So there being none, we'll move on. To the next. The next is public comment. As noted by Boyd, there is no members of the public at location. There are none here on Zoom as well. So we'll go ahead and move on to the action items number 4. Very first is the approval of the minutes from the June 25th joint special meeting. Those minutes were part of the packet as well. I have them here on the board. If anybody has any changes you'd like to make, otherwise I'll accept a motion to approve.
I'll motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
That was Johnny and Boyd.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Noted. So approved. Next, we'll hand the mic over to Shelby to take care of the claims listing and the unaudited financials.
Thanks, Betsy. Are you going to continue to share, or do you want me to hold up?
Yeah, I was taking notes, so there you
No.
go. Just
Thanks.
tell me where to go.
Okay. So board, first up is the claims listing for second quarter of 2026. Amounts here total $225,247.52. You'll see the largest line item there was just the June 1st interest payment on the 2024 bonds, and then the rest of the amounts represent administrative costs, which were paid from that working capital fund. Any questions on this?
Nope. Nope.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve the claims?
A motion to approve.
Thanks, Boyd.
I'll second.
Thanks, Clay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay, thank you. We'll move on to the June financials. So, Betsy, let's go to page 7 of the packet, please. This is the balance sheet for the district. So total assets as of the end of June were about 8.65 million. About 550,000 was in the capital projects fund. I would just note that the 522,000 in that construction fund was paid out subsequent to these June financials for that last cost certification that was done. About 8 million in the debt service fund, of which 7.28 million of that represents the assessment receivable, and then about 43,000 in the general fund. With that, I would note that there's also about 28,000 in that working capital fund, which is represented in the capital projects fund. So a total of about 71,000 still on hand for the administrative costs. Accounts payable were about 25,000, and then total fund balances for all three funds about 1,348,000. So next page is the general fund budget to actual. Really focusing in on the expenditures, those sat at about 37,000 compared to the annual budget of about 52,000. I would note that WBA went through a process to kind of relook at the invoices for all of the NSPID districts, just to kind of reallocate some of the costs that were specific to districts 3, 4, and 5. So for District 1, there's about a $2,000 credit that will be reflected on the next set of financial statements. So, whereas legal here was almost 16,000, that would have been closer to 14,000. So again, we'll kind of roll that credit into these next financials.
Right.
Then, 2 pages down is the debt service fund budget to actual. Activity through June really just represents interest income earned, and then that first half of the bond payment. And then next page is the capital projects fund. Here we primarily just had interest income and then some administrative costs, including the connection groups fees for the cost certification. Again, that 522,000 and change was paid out after these June financials. And then would also note we will need a budget amendment for this fund, which we'll take care of when we do the 2027 budget here in October and November. Any questions on the financial statements for June? Happy to take them. Otherwise, we just need a motion to accept the financials.
I'll make a motion that we accept the financials as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you.
All right, great. Anything else, Shelby from CLA?
No, nothing else for today's meeting.
Okay. All right, we'll move on then to item 4C. This is approving the first amendment to the governing document. This came at request of Bond Counsel Gilmore Bell. The City of Salem has already, I believe, in early June, made this amendment, and it's really just to reflect some legislative changes that happened this year. And I don't know if you had the chance to read through those, but I guess just to cap to cap off or explain what they're about. The first is to allow the the boards of the districts to be self-appointing. So where previously, if there was a need to change a trustee or to appoint a new trustee to the board, we would have to go back to the city council. There have been concerns with the state auditor about how independent districts are and how tied to cities. So this is something that allows for one further step of removal to be recognized. It also makes things a little bit easier for the boards to be able to step through that more quickly if there are changes. The other, besides the self-appointing trustees, there's also a necessity to, they amended the legislation just to discuss what disclosures are required to be posted at model homes. And so you'll see that language also presented here. And it lays it out pretty easily and pretty straightforward. The same, well, I'll get into the intergovernmental agreement, but they reflect the same changes. Any questions about the changes to the governing document?
When I gave it a quick read over, my quick skim was it really doesn't require any new action from our group, right? I think we're
Not if you're already, I mean, you should already be doing notice. I think they did change a little bit about, I think the size of the sign, the 18 by 24. So we'll just want to make sure that the notices you have posted kind of match what the descriptions of the notices are here. And we can help with that if, if you want to.
Yeah, yes, you're right, because the sign on our door is not 24 inches.
Yeah, so that was an effort just to make sure that there's additional notice to any potential end user, right? So there's that. And honestly, these are changes we're making in kind of all districts across the board. These changes became effective in May. It was HB 507 that effectively kind of called these into action or produce the need to amend. Good question. Any other questions?
No, I just on the disclosure, we're only disclosing on commercial purchasers, and we don't have a model home, but I think this we disclose the actual amount of what the bond requirement for a payoff would be, but I think we can add that this is the up to 600 per 100,000 is a good disclosure to have just in our standard disclosure form. So I think that's helpful.
Okay. Anything else?
No, I'll make a motion to approve this as written, and I guess we'll probably have to sign this, but motion to approve.
We'll get that sent out with the we'll get everything, the resolution sent out with the packet documents. But got you, boy. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thanks, Johnny. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. So noted. Next, we'll move on to item D in the agenda. This also came, the language mirrors the changes to the governing document already approved by the City of Salem. In order to make it effective, the district also needs to approve it. They signed it, I think, June, the first or second week of June. Here it is, the amendment to the interlocal agreement. We'll also send for signature, but it's the same or very similar. The language obviously is a little bit different, but we see here the amending the appointment of the boards. So boards are self-appointing and then amending the disclosures as well. Any questions in regards to the IGA?
No.
No. Yeah.
That being so, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make
I'll
a motion
motion
to
to approve.
approve.
All
I'll
right,
second.
Boyd, I heard you first. So, but Boyd on the motion, who was it that seconded?
Johnny, I'll second.
Hey, Johnny, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, great. We don't have any administrative non-action items unless there's anything anyone wants to bring to the attention of the board or bring up.
Did I see somewhere in the packet that the 2025 financials are still pending audit? I thought we buttoned that up.
I'll let Shelby answer that as far as time frame goes with the audit.
See where I saw that, but.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was filed. Let me double check. Yeah, that was completed back in June.
Okay.
Trying to see where that might have been.
Because I know we delayed it because we were buttoning up something, but something caught my eye in here that still called it still
Yeah.
under audit, and I just
Unaudited.
on
Yeah,
audit.
great.
So I just wanted to make sure. I think we've put a bow on 2025 and we're finished. I just wanted to confirm that. Okay.
Yeah, we are there. Clay, there is a note. It's page 12 of the packet, that is actually incorrect. There's a note on that that says the 2025 financial statements are subject to audit, which is in progress as of July. That's not true. It was finalized and filed in June.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry
Okay,
about
got it.
that.
Yeah, that's what I saw. No, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure that we didn't need to go revisit that.
No, yep, we're all good to go there.
I might note also, Clay, I'm as surprised as anyone that you're the wizard catching one little detail in this volume of paperwork. So thank you for that.
Well, it's funny. I run these packets through Claude to summarize each page and just make sure I'm understanding things pretty correctly. And that was one thing that it summarized. And I thought, well, hang on, that we're already almost, we're plowing through 2026. We need to put a bow on 2025.
All right,
So
good catch.
yeah. Oh,
Cool,
Claude.
that's it for me.
Claude is the secret fourth member of the board, right?
Yes.
Well,
We
it
can
keeps us.
assign them right now
Yeah,
without
you
city
can
council
appoint
approval.
him. The city council.
him. All right. Well, with that, there being no other items of business, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion to adjourn.
I said adjourn, huh? Adjourn.
Adjourn.
All right, we got you, Johnny. Is there a second?
Clay, go for it.
I will second that motion.
Okay.
All in favor?
Hi.
Aye.
All right. Thanks, everyone. We'll see a packet sent out probably a little later today for signatures.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks. Have
Thanks,
a good
everybody.
day. Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.